Unit 8. Exercise 2.
Ariana.
I often complain about products, particularly if they don't do what the company says they'll do. You know, like, if a coffee maker doesn't make a perfect latte macchiato, I'll let the company know. I think it's my right as a consumer to get what I pay for. And I think I'm doing the company a service. If people don't complain, I like to think of it as positive feedback. Well, if people don't tell companies what they're doing wrong, how are they going to get any better? That's my opinion anyway.
Arjun.
Well, actually, I can't be bothered to complain about things. I don't think companies take any notice, and you don't even get a reply most of the time. What's the point of ringing up a service centre in India or the Philippines? It's a waste of time, if you ask me. All companies want to do is sell you a product. Once they've sold it, they don't care if it works or not, as long as they get their money. I just think, okay, that's a load of rubbish. I won't buy anything from them again. I can always buy from another company, so that's fine with me.
Clara.
I always check on consumer websites how people rate a product before I buy anything. Company websites are a good source of technical information, but if you want to know what customers really think of a product, you have to go to this kind of independent site. And then, if something doesn't live up to my expectations, I post negative reviews. It's a great way of letting off steam because you don't have to be polite or anything like that. You can really say what you think. I sometimes get a reply, but if you want to get a reaction from a company, you have to make an official complaint.
Denise.
Well, it doesn't happen very often, I'm glad to say, but if I'm not satisfied with something, I would take it back to the retailer and complain there. I don't buy anything online, so I would always go to the shop or store where I bought it. If something didn't work, the retailer would be responsible for returning it to the manufacturer and providing a replacement. It's called consumer protection, and specialist retailers are mostly more than willing to keep their customers happy by returning things.